You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You can find us every Monday through Friday right here on your radio dial at 6 p.m. We just thank God for the opportunity and the platform that He's given us to spread and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is wonderful news. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Glad to be in the studio live. Thank God for all of the staff at the radio station assisting us, helping us to go forth in the things of God. Just praise God for all of you that tune in faithfully. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for investing in us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for tuning in with us. We pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you, and we thank God for each and every one of you, our faithful listeners. Today, I want to share from Philippians 3:13 and 14. Pray that the Lord would have a word for us all, an admonishment for us all, an encouragement for us all. Father, I just pray today, help us right where we are. Thank you that you are a God that meets us right where we are. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loving us enough to come and die for each of us on the cross, resurrected in all power and authority. He came because He loved us. He came and He demonstrated His love. He came that we might have forgiveness of sin. He came to wash us clean and to set us free from every bondage, every captivity, every yoke of bondage. Father, so today we praise and we thank you. Let the word penetrate our hearts today. Let the word do what we cannot do, Father. We seek and ask for your supernatural power to for breakthrough in our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray today. Amen and amen. I'm a little excited, if I'm honest with you. I'm a little excited about our topic today. The topic today coming out of Philippians 3 and 13 has to do with forgetting, the power to forget. And we probably are going to touch on forgiveness too, but honestly, it's the power to forget. And you know, a lot of times there's a lot of focus on people that have challenges, health challenges, in remembering. There's names that they use. They use names like Alzheimer's. They use names like dementia. They use different names, but today we're talking from a spiritual place. And God is able, the power, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is able to deliver and to heal and to set free even those with health challenges that are challenged in remembering in the natural. But also, supernaturally, I want to say today, the power of Jesus Christ, His resurrection power, has the power to set us free and deliver us from that which torments us that we can't forget. How it plays in our minds like a record player over and over, around and around, like a merry-go-round. But the Lord today, hallelujah, the Lord today wants to break that cycle, wants to break that, how it's like a washing machine and a load in the spin cycle, and we can't seem to make it stop. But I declare today in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus can make it stop. I declare today in the name of Jesus that the power and the authority of Jesus Christ can make it stop. I declare today in the name of Jesus that his resurrection power is present to heal and deliver and to set free. So let me go to the word of God. I already told you I was a little excited. And let me just read the word of God today. Let's start with the verse 13. Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 3. And you know what? I'm going to start with 12, verse 12. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. And it reads, not as though I had already attained. I don't mean to say or act like I've already achieved these things. I don't mean to act like that I've already reached perfection. I have not. So not as though I've already attained, either we're already perfect. But Apostle Paul is teaching us. He says, I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. I follow after, but he says, I press on to possess that perfection, for with Christ Jesus first possessed me. Apostle Paul has not, let me keep reading. Verse number 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect, being mature saints, being mature believers, be thus minded. So have this mind also. If anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. So I'm going to stop there, but I really, really, really want to talk from the topic of forgetting. And when I thought about forgetting, I thought, God, sometimes it's a struggle for us. If we're honest, it's a struggle. The scripture tells us in the book of Matthew 6:15, it talks to us about forgiving. Honestly, we can forgive many times, but the struggle comes in forgetting. Forgetting your bad treatment, forgetting your harsh words, forgetting your insults, forgetting your rudeness, forgetting your offenses, forgetting your trespasses. We can forgive. We can release it unto God and continue to pray, God, I forgive them through Christ in the name of Jesus. We can forgive. There is a power to forgive. We know and are more acquainted with that. But I feel like today from the Lord, he want to talk to us about the power to forget. He has the power to forgive. We learned it from Christ. Jesus Christ had the power to forgive sins on the earth. And thank God that power yet remains. Now, what about this? The power to forget. There's many places in the Bible where the scripture talks to us about God, where he says, I won't remember your sins no more. God has a power to forget. And I believe that because we're created in his image and in his likeness, we also possess that ability through Christ. Everything is through Christ. Everything is through the finished work of Christ. If Christ did it, he left the blueprint, I can follow. I can do what Jesus did because he declared, greater things shall you do because I go through the Father, and the Father gives you the Holy Spirit. The Father gives you in my name a gift. That gift is the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit empowers us. That Holy Spirit equips us. That Holy Spirit enables us. That Holy Spirit allows us, gives us the grace and the ability and the supernatural empowerment to forget. And that's what I want to talk to us about. When we think about forgetting, we think about no longer caring for, no longer focusing on. Give that thing over to oblivion. We're oblivious to it. When the enemy tries to remind us, because the enemy, he always opposes God. So the Lord says, I remember no more. I no longer remember. I choose to no longer focus on that thing. I choose to give that thing over to oblivion. He washes us. He cleanses us. He forgives us. He releases us. He sets us free where there was a yoke around our necks, where we were captive in chains and bondages and held fast and could, wanted to go free, wanted to go forward, but the chain rattling, holding us around our ankles, around our mind, around our wrist. But the Lord, through the power of Jesus Christ, has released us, has washed us, has set us free. So when we forget, we lose that thing out of our minds, to lose out of mind, to remove from our mind, to place out of our mind. The Lord is talking today. This is very strong, to forget. He's talking to us because why? Many of us, if we're honest, held captive, want to be free, wondering how to be free. But I declare freedom today in this hour. The power to forget, freedom to forget, freedom to be loosed from that yoke. So we're talking from the book of Philippians 3, verses 12 through 15, I believe that we read. This one thing I do. Today, when we talk about forgetting, let us focus on the one thing. Sometimes we can be trying to multitask and focus on many things, and guess what? We get zero accomplished. But today there is an admonition. Focus on this one thing right now. We would do well. We would accomplish much more spiritually and naturally if we have the ability to give our all, put our focus all on the one thing. See the one thing through. And the one thing we speak of today is forgetting. What do you need to forget? What do you need to forget that God has already forgotten? Forgetting those things which are behind. There's a purpose to it. Forgetting those things which are behind. I'm reminded of the Old Testament. I'm reminded of Lot's wife when the angels thrust them forward and admonished them because the Lord was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And the angels pulled them, thrust them forward and admonished them and gave them instructions. Go here, get to this territory. And the angels said, don't look back. Don't look back. And Lot's wife was unable to forget. She was unable to not look back. And it's a good picture for us today when it comes to the topic of forgetting, no longer focusing on, no longer caring for, giving the past over to oblivion, losing it out of our mind, letting go, releasing it out of our mind. But she looked back, and the scripture tells us that she became a pillar of salt. She became unmovable. She became stuck in a place. And the word of the Lord today is to deliver us from places and pockets of stuck in our mind and our emotion and how we feel and our perceptions and our receiving. God wants to set us free from places of stuck that we don't get stuck like Lot's wife. That's why he says through Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians, this one thing
I'm going to focus on this one thing. I'm going to forget those things which are behind. And conjunction, as I focus on the one thing, as I forget that which is behind, I also simultaneously reach forth. I also simultaneously strain forward. I also simultaneously press forward. I do this, I reach forward unto those things which are before, unto those things which are ahead, unto that upward call of God in Christ. I have a focus, a mission, a destiny, an assignment that I'm choosing to put my eyes on. I'm choosing to get off the merry-go-round today. I'm choosing to unplug the record player today. I'm choosing, by the help of the Lord and by the strength of the Lord, to do that which I of myself could not do. But because Philippians also tells us, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength, who gives me the supernatural ability, you and I can forget about it today. Tell yourself, forget about it. I tell myself and declare to myself, self, forget about it today. And press forward in God. Press forward to the high calling of God. Press forward so you don't get stuck self like Lot's wife and be stuck in place, and the world and the life that God has given you is moving on. Don't get stuck like Lot's wife and you can't move forward. Why is it important? It's important today that we press forward toward the goal. God has a preset goal in mind. Press toward the prize. God has a predetermined prize in mind. Lot's wife got stuck. She was out of the game. Tell yourself, I'm going to stay in the game. I'm going to stay in the game. I'm pressing forward. I'm forgetting what lies behind. I'm pressing forward to the prize, to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because God needs me. Let me say it this way. God needs me to put my focus on Him. Aha! That's an aha moment. God wants and needs me to put my focus on Him. God wants and needs me to put my focus on the instructions He gave me. God wants and needs me to put my focus on things above, things that are eternal and not the things that are carnal and natural in the earth. God needs me to ascend beyond the setback. God wants me to ascend beyond the setback. God wants me to move forward, press forward, strive forward, reach forward. And as I do that, guess what? Angelic assistance. Guess what? Supernatural help, supernatural grace. There's a grace to do what God has commissioned me to do. There's a grace. If I would get in position, God's grace would enable and help me to make it through, to be victorious, to succeed, to conquer. God wants us to conquer today. All of these thought lives, thought patterns, thought ruts, stuck places, He wants us to conquer it. The enemy has fought us. The enemy has said, I won't let you go. The enemy has held us captive, held us in bondage. But today there is a breaker's anointing to set the people captive free. There's a breaker's anointing to release and to lose it from your mind, to give it to oblivion, to give it over, to no longer care for the past, no longer place importance and weight on it, but to make a determination now, N-O-W, that I'll no longer observe what's behind. I'll no longer observe what's behind. Now, faith, we need now forgetting. We're choosing, making a choice of our will and our determination, our commitment to the Lord, to forget, F-O-R-G-E-T, to focus on reaching for greater eternal things. I forget because I've got to focus. I've got to do the one thing, and that's to focus. I've got to focus on reaching for greater eternal things. God, I forget in Jesus' name. God, just like we say, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. He forgave through God. We forgive through Christ. We say, Father, forgive in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive people their trespasses. We forget through the same Jesus Christ. We forget through his power that makes it able. We forget. We choose to forget. We choose to give it to oblivion. We choose to let it go. We choose to allow God to translate us from this place, this stuck place, shift us out. We allow God to help us crank up our spiritual car where we've been parked a long time, months, weeks, days, years, parked in a place of I can't forget, parked in a place where the enemy is having free reign and causing us to remember, waking up to it, the thoughts, the hurt, the pain, the hardships, the insults, the deception, the betrayal. But today, I won't wake up another day to it. Today, I allow Holy Spirit to set free. Holy Spirit to set the captives free. Christ came to set captive minds free. Christ came to set captive hearts free. Christ came to set captive emotions free. Christ came to set us free in our soul, in our mind. Christ came to set us free. Will you receive it today? The scripture said there was a man and he was impotent. He had been impotent a long time. And he would always miss the angel when the angel came to trouble the water. But today I pray, don't miss Christ. He's here today. He's here through this broadcast. He's here to set you free. You don't need a man to put you in the pool. Christ makes the difference. He presents himself to you. I'm here today. Do you want to be free? Christ asked, wilt thou be made whole? And the man didn't answer the question. Instead, the man brought every excuse to why he can't be made whole. Every excuse to why this person did that. My coworker, my spouse, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. They did this. Oh, you don't understand. Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. But my God, Christ did something great. Christ died and hung on the cross for you and I, for our sins, for the horrible, wicked things, great, wicked things that we did, that we might receive salvation. And he was resurrection. He finished the work. He ascended up to heaven and he presented to the Father that it was finished. And so because of that, no matter what sins you and I did, big, little, small, Christ has washed us and he's forgiven us and he's cleansed us and he has declared, I remember no more, the Lord has declared. And so God enables us, strengthens us, and gives us a supernatural power today to forget, to forgive, to release, to let go, to put it in the Lord's hands, to cast down all of our cares and put them on the Lord today, to no longer live in a place of misery, to no longer live in a place of torment because I can't let it go, because I'm stuck in this place cycle after cycle after cycle. But the power of Jesus Christ today sets us free. The power of Jesus Christ today delivers. The power of Jesus Christ today lets the shackles and the chains of our minds and our emotions and our inability to forget and to release. But today, by faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, we grab hold of what you are presenting today, and it's freedom, it's liberation, it's freedom from captivity. Father, we grab hold of it today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we no longer observe what's behind. By faith, Father, we forget, F-O-R-G-E-T, focus on reaching for greater eternal things. Right now, Father, we receive and we thank you for the power of Jesus Christ, his resurrection power, to forget, to let it go, to remember it no more, to focus on what lies ahead, to put our attention on what God is doing now. What is God doing now that needs my focus, that needs my attention, that will allow me to move forward, that will allow me to launch, that will allow me to lift off that will allow me now to take off like a rocket. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the richness of the word in Philippians 3, 12, 13, 14, 15. Father, we thank you today for the chains being broken off of our minds and off of our hearts. Father, we thank you that we have the power of God to move forward today in the grace and in the strength of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you cause us to lay aside every weight. Forget not the inability to forgive. Forget is a weight, Father. But today, in the power of Jesus Christ, we forgive, we forget, we lay aside the weight, we lay aside the sin. We thank you today that your grace is sufficient for us. I pray that the broadcast, the time has flown by, has been a blessing to you. I pray today that the strength of the Lord causes you to forget what you thought I could never forget, causes you to release the people that trespassed against you, causes you today to shift and to launch and to go forward in the things of God and to go forward in the upward call of God towards greater, bigger, better, to ascend, to progress, to move forward in Jesus' name. I pray. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound Broadcast. We're here every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in. May you walk in victory. May you walk in the power of God to forget. Not only to forgive, but to forgive and to forget. May you be strengthened by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.